Okay, let's go over some of Hilchos Rechitza of the 9 days. You're not allowed to wash your whole guf, betzonein, not even betzonein, with cold water. You can wash ponov yodo viraglov. The poskim allow basically up till half the guf, up till rove of the guf, you can wash betzonein. The poskim allow putting in a little warm water to take away the chill, if the chill makes you uncomfortable, but not... The idea of chamin is that it's refreshing, it's gishmak. So not enough warm water to make it gishmak, but just they allow putting in enough to just take off the chill. You have to be on the honor system to know what you're doing. The idea of rechitza, if you feel uncomfortable and you want to call up the rav and say, can I take a shower, I feel uncomfortable, the answer is going to be, no, you're supposed to feel uncomfortable. When I went to yeshiva in Far Rockaway, and we used to complain to Rav Baba Berman Zatzal, our yeshiva, about the steam in the winter, he used to say, it's the winter, you're supposed to be cold. So here also, it's the 9 days, you're supposed to be uncomfortable. If it pierces the point, nobody's even laughing, I don't know, okay. I better find another profession. If it gets past the point of uncomfortable, and I don't know what word to use, if it's the equivalent of dirt, or it smells, or it bothers you very, very much, past the point of just plain uncomfortable. You're supposed to feel uncomfortable. Washing yourself off is refreshing, and you're not supposed to do that refreshing act of washing yourself off in the 9 days. It's not that Chazal wanted you to be dirty the 9 days, they wanted you to not be refreshed. So you taka feel uncomfortable, and that's the idea. If it gets past that point, you're very sweaty and you feel dirty and like very, very uncomfortable. I'm not sure, you know, exactly how to be magdirit. Then the poskim allow you to wash yourself off with cold water. Still, not to use soap. Soap is refreshing. If it takes soap to get off, whatever you have to take off, not to feel very, very uncomfortable, then they're matir with soap also. But soap is also refreshing. And the first step is to do it with cold water and not with soap. So, okay. Yeah. Erev Shabbos, just to talk about Erev Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down the minigas lahokel to wash ponov yodo viraglov with warm water if you do it every Erev Shabbos. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe where he writes that bizman hazeh, he allows even kol gufo b'chamin if you do that every Erev Shabbos. Which I guess most people do. To wash the head, there's also mutta b'chamin. Again, you're supposed to try to do it without shampoo. That's refreshing. But if the shampoo or the whatever you use is to get out, you know, what's making it itch and what's making it either itch or whatever, then you're allowed to use that as well. Okay.